Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room and check in with everybody. Up first, he has dyslexia, which is why he reads things out of order, but that didn't stop him from winning Employee of the Quarter.
Yay! Guys, I think I know why I'm losing my hair. I mean, maybe. Possibly.
Genetics?
No, I just heard of this. Have you guys heard of COVID hair? COVID hair loss?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of this?
I don't think it's you, though.
Yeah, you were bald before COVID.
Well,
man.
But your dad is bald.
Correct.
And that old adage of it comes from your mom is not accurate anymore. That's old school thinking.
But my mom's dad was bald.
Right, but it's usually a combination of genetics like everything else. I don't think it's COVID hair, buddy. Do you think you'd have a full head of hair if it wasn't for COVID?
My friend told me that he found out that he was losing his hair after he got COVID.
But you were already, I don't know, 3/4 of the way in?
Yeah, I know, but it couldn't have helped. Like, it got worse.
You know what? I'll happily give that to you.
That's crazy that COVID makes you lose your hair now.
Well, for some people, here's the thing about COVID. It was what was called a novel virus, meaning there wasn't enough research on it to know exactly what it was doing and how it was affecting people. I know people who had it 4 or 5 times, couldn't be healthier, didn't affect them at all. I know people that got it once, still destroying their life because of long COVID and diseases that it kind of awakened in the body, like woke up viruses that were lying dormant. Still novel-ish, but I do not think, Eddie, all respect to you, that it made you any more bald than you already were.
Well, I got COVID back when I went to Florida, remember?
But that was just a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't have lush hair.
That was probably the start of me losing my hair.
No, I don't.
Stop.
I don't think
you
it was the
wasn't.
Start, buddy. Yeah. Moving on, he finally earned the dream come true opportunity to drive a Lambo. And now he says he's too busy and can't even go. Oh, it's Lunchbox.
I told you guys my New Year's resolutions is to say something, be more vocal, give my opinion more. And I had a bad experience at the grocery store. I went and it said closed at 10. I got there.
Why do you always go to places that close 5 minutes early? I feel like you're looking for them.
No, I got done with my soccer game.
Yeah.
My tradition is I score a goal, I get chocolate milk on the way home.
About that.
9:50 rolled up.
I felt that. I get chocolate chip cookies after a comedy show, so I'm not letting them mess
up. But this is only after he scores, though.
Who cares?
Okay. Right. It's not after a win, it's after the score. So I rolled up, doors locked, 9:50. And the dude's letting people out, won't let me in. Says, we're closed. So I called the manager.
Okay, here you go. You have audio of this?
Yeah, I called the manager.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. This is. How can I help you?
Yeah, man, I'm just wondering, are you guys trying to go out of business?
I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I mean, I came there the other night. You know, I was after my soccer game, and it says you guys close at 10 o'clock. And I walked up to the doors at 9:50, and the doors were already locked. So I'm just wondering, do you not want business? Are you trying to go out of business?
Sir, I'm incredibly sorry for the misunderstanding. You're right. We do close at 10 o'clock, and I'm not sure why the doors were locked
Yeah, because I have a tradition that if I score in my soccer game, I reward myself with a chocolate milk. And I scored in my soccer game, my co-ed rec soccer game, went to the store, got there in plenty of time, and I went up, and the guy had locked the doors. He was letting people out, close the doors and lock it. And I said, hey, man, he goes, sorry, man, no can do, but I thought you'd close at 10.
Did you by any chance get the employee's name?
No, I don't know their name. I mean, my understanding is that if you close at 10, you close at 10. You don't close at 9:50. I should still be able to go in and get my groceries.
Sir, you're absolutely right.
I mean, what if I needed milk?
I'm not sure why that happened.
Yeah, what if my baby was going to die because it didn't have a banana, and that was the last thing I needed was a banana. Okay. And, Ray, you know, me. You close.
Okay.
Wow.
You get to my baby's dying. You don't have a baby. Two, you gave him the chocolate milk story, I don't know, six times? And three, somebody's going to get fired for this. Somebody's going to get in trouble.
But he didn't have their name, thank goodness.
But trust me, they'll be able to track it.
Yeah, whoever was there at 9:50.
He didn't say the exact day. He just said the other day, the other night.
But he's going to go check ESPN and see Lunchbox's scoring goal.
Okay, cool.
And know what day that was.
But, okay. I mean...
What did you accomplish, do you think, by calling this?
Hopefully the employee is reprimanded and has to stay there until 10 o'clock.
The employee did stay there until 10, it feels like. He's letting people out. And I'm not saying they did right, but... What if there's not enough employees to keep it open safely?
Well, then schedule them. Then change your hours. Why were people in there at 9:50? What is it?
Was it a chain?
Yeah, big grocery store.
Can't change the hours of that chain rules. If there aren't enough employees to manage everything and make sure people aren't stealing, then it's probably, I don't know. I just think that call is probably, it's hilarious. Don't get me wrong. But hopefully nobody got in trouble for that.
Why? The guy is, I mean, they're obviously there, so why would you not just leave it open for an extra 10 minutes?
What if his baby was dying and he had to close?
Oh, he needed a banana.
He then he would have just left.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm glad you're holding up to your resolution of
speaking up
more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get my chocolate milk, though.
I know, and you deserve that.
I did.
You scored a goal.
I didn't score just one.
Oh, we're going to get two chocolate milks?
Nah, I just get one either way, but I scored four.
Four goals? Did they have a goalie?
You could have OD'd on chocolate milk. Glad you didn't get in.
That was legit.
All right. She received birthday flowers from Trucker Joe. She says she appreciates the gesture, but if it's a date, no. Oh. Amy!
So my daughter got some glass in her foot. She was taking a shower, and this glass bottle fell off her ledge, and she couldn't really see it. She had soap in her eyes, and then she ended up stepping on it, and she got it in multiple places in her foot. And I'm thinking... Okay, we're just going to have to go to emergency care. Like, I want to make...
Was it that bad?
Yeah. One of them, the cut looked a little bit deep, and there was a glass still stuck in it. And I thought, I just read an article the other day about how more and more doctors are using AI to help them. Mm-hmm. And I know that doctors are incredibly smart, and they're using their school, but they're also just using AI to accompany as a tool. Yeah. Right. So I thought, well, as a parent, I'm just going to use AI as a tool real quick just to save us a trip just in case.
So when you say AI, it was like an app on your phone?
Well, I just on my computer pulled up ChatGPT or whatever.
Okay.
And I typed in how to remove glass from foot safely. So, yeah, I went step by step and did everything it said. And I was like, wow, this worked. Because I would have never known to go get a needle. Like, I got tweezers.
A needle?
A needle.
Oh, like a needle for sewing or something.
Yeah, a sewing needle. Okay. And so I sterilized them in some rubbing alcohol because that's what it told me to do. I was like, cool. I cleaned her foot in some warm water and soap.
Amputate.
And my hands. No, but then you take the needle and where the glass was stuck in the skin, you sort of use the needle to poke open the skin to create an opening so the glass will come out. I highly recommend people seek medical care if they need to. However, I'm sure Google could have told me that too, but AI just put it step by step exactly what I needed to do, and I followed it step by step, and it worked.
I used ChatGPT to get water out of my ear because I had water in my ears. I can tell you why in just a second, but I had in both ears, and I always heard just took your nose, but I was blowing hard, and I felt like it was going to pop my ear, so I stopped, and it said, take your hand and make put it on your ear like a cup, and move it up and down a little bit, and let it get suction on it, and then do it three times, pop. Pop, because it doesn't hurt your ear. And I'm not kidding. It goes in the water. It came.
What?
Is it good?
Yeah. Wow.
It does say you can do the nose thing first, but don't do it so hard. Second was the cup.
Did it tell you to move your head sideways
hard? It gave me other ones, too. It was listen to some hard rock and just headbang. All right, next up, Rago.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he was the first on the show to use AI because he's a one-step-ahead kind of guy. Bobby Bumps.
Thank you very much. So, I hate to come in. It is my birthday, so I'm going to brag.
Happy birthday, dude.
I'm going to brag a little bit. I did save a life.
What? Oh. Your lifeguard?
Exactly how I saved a life. I talked about water. I was swimming. I got in the pool at my house, and I have a little minor leg injury, so I'm trying not to work out on my leg, so I swim some laps. Mm-hmm. And Stanley can't go near the pool. He's a bulldog. He'll die. Eller's never jumped in the pool before, even though I figure she can swim. We're not sure. But I'm swimming back and forth, and then she's running on the outside, chasing me both ways. I look up, and she's in the water. I wrap up, grab her, take her off the side, save her life.
Was she drowning? No,
because I let her go for a second and she was freaking the crap out because she'd never been in water like that before.
Freaking out like doggy paddling?
No, like,
like backstroke?
That's what I have to save now.
Okay, you got to save.
Hey, wow.
Congratulations.
And then
man.
I thought, do I want to like take this moment and teach, because she just either jumped in or fell in. Do I want to take the moment to teach her how to swim? Then she may be in the pool all the time and drown. Do I want to be like, just get out and you're traumatized, so you may never get back in. So I just chose to put her out.
Yeah.
But I did wrap her up and take her. She was so scared. She was like clawing on my chest, but I still saved a life, even though it was hurting.
Dang, dude.
That's
you're a hero.
At it. Wow. My birthday, I come in a hero.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go. Thank you, guys. I did save a life. My wife saw it happen, too.
I bet she's proud of you.
Yeah.
She was so turned on.
Are you sure?
No, she wasn't at all, actually. Yeah. She was like, I can't believe she jumped in like that. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I started dating this woman a couple months ago. She's amazing, beautiful, kind, smart, successful. We hit it off right away. She checks all the boxes and then some. I can see myself spending my life with her. But I know better to get my hopes up too soon in a relationship. The problem is she's already mapping out our future together. Telling her to slow down on the wedding plans is probably not going to be very good for our current relationship. She's getting too serious. That's her only flaw. Should I just roll with it and let the cards fall? Or risk it and risk upsetting her? Sign, too serious too soon? ? This is what I'd say, buddy. If you found you a good one, want a real good one, and her only flaw is planning more time together, like the future, let her plan. If she's not forcing the issue of like, we need to get married in 2 months, or if she's just let her plan. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be an idiot and you're going to be, I don't know. And she's going to be like, what do you mean you don't feel like I'm out of here? Don't mess it up. Let her plan. That doesn't mean it has to happen. But also, if everything that you're saying, she's beautiful, kind, smart, all the boxes she checks, do you know how hard it is to find that? So I would recommend you just chill till the next episode.
Ooh.
Thank you. Because you got a good one. It's hard to find a good one. Let her plan. Hey, you're lucky she's planning. You're lucky she's having thoughts of the future with you. And everybody works differently. Oh, man, I can't imagine. Like, you find the perfect one and all of a sudden, because she's planning out, she has a Pinterest board, you run away.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or let's just hope don't she doesn't find that he sent this email.
I know, don't be a loser.
Just delete all this.
Just go back. Amy, any thought? This is the kind of crap that I would have done.
Yeah, I mean, I think just pay attention to your feelings. I think it's okay to go with the flow, but you just need to be aware. Because you don't want to, go with the flow so much to where then you're like, oh, shoot, yeah, I really don't want this.
Don't let her paint you in a corner of things you have to do. But mm-hmm. if she's planning the future, vaguely, okay, let her plan. That's awesome. You're not a prize. Be honest. I'm talking to myself now. Just getting into a weird place. All right, thank you. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
You ever walked out of a movie in a theater after you paid money for it? I was reading this poll and about 50% of people have done it. I've done it once. It was for The Incredible Hulk before it got all Marvel-y. And got pretty good. I think Eric Bana was the Incredible Hulk. It was terrible. Hmm. And so I was like, I'm done. I think maybe I walked out a Weekend at Bernie's too, but I was way younger then. I don't remember clearly, so I can't commit to that. Ever walked out of a movie in a theater, Amy?
Yes. I can't remember what it was, but you liked it.
It was a movie about District
969
or something.
I don't think that's what it's called.
What?
What was it, guys? Because I walked 21. Out and you're like, oh, I love that movie.
I loved it. Yeah, what was it called, Mike? District 9. It was like a kind of forward science-y robot type movie.
You love that stuff.
Yeah. I did love that. We're watching a show. We're on the final episode called Three Body Problem on Netflix. Anybody watched any of it?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
We have one episode left. It was like their biggest show. It just came out. But it's future-y kind of. It's set today, but there's also... And it almost lost me. And then it got really good again. But for me to walk away from something like that, it's got to be really tough. But I almost walked out of the house. I'm so bad.
No, where do you go?
But I'm back now. Lunchbox, ever walked out of a theater?
No. I almost walked out of Multiplicity, but I was with chicks, so they wanted to stay.
I never saw it.
It was terrible.
Anybody seen it?
No, that's old, huh?
Yeah, it was old. But, I mean, it was that or Kingpin, and we were supposed to go see Kingpin.
That's funny.
And my boys bailed because the chicks picked Multiplicity, and they're like...
They must have liked chicks, you know what I mean?
I was like, guys...
It's you with all the chicks. Eddie?
Yeah, I can't get myself to do that. Like, I'm too cheap.
Yeah,
like,
you paid the money.
I paid money, and I can't do it. Like, I was at Thor, I think, and they started the whole movie over after half of it was going already.
Oh, that would be miserable.
And so a lot of people walked out, and I'm like, I can't walk out. It'd be a waste of money.
They can't fast forward? No.
I don't know. But I would have thought, this is how I would have thought in my head. I've already paid for it regardless, so I don't want to pay for it and be miserable. So then I'm not getting my money back.
Yeah.
A third of the way through. So I've already paid for it. Bad investment of my money and time. So I'm going to pay for it and then force myself to sit through it longer.
Yeah. I do that with food too. Like, oh, this food's not very good, but I paid for it. I got to eat it.
Keep eating it.
Yep.
Mike D, your movie, Mike. How many movies do you think you've ever walked out of?
Probably 5 in my life, but 3 of them in the last 2 years.
Dang, you got snobbier since the podcast has blown up?
It's just like after 30 minutes, if I can't see a movie getting any better, it's not worth my time to stay there. I'm out. Especially when the movie's getting longer, too.
The movie's getting longer is terrible. In the last year, what'd you walk out of?
Amsterdam. It was like a murder mystery with a bunch of actors like Christian Bale. So boring. One of the worst movies I've ever seen in theaters. I'm like, I'm out.
Okay, what else?
I walked out of a movie called Babylon. It was about like Hollywood in the 1920s. But like the first scene is an elephant pooping on a bunch of people. And then they go to this party, just a bunch of naked dudes hanging out. Whoa. I'm like, I'm out of this.
Lunch would recommend that.
Lunch would check that out.
And then?
There's a movie called Strays. It was like a movie where there's like real life dogs, but it's like Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fox voicing them, but they're just like cursing the whole time.
Do you ever listen to these interviews with major stars, Mike, and they admit they know they're doing a really bad movie in the middle of it?
Yeah, sometimes they're like, yeah, it's a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more frequent now. They'll talk about like, yeah, I took that just to make money off of it.
Like, can you imagine, like, you dedicate, and then you're in the middle of a movie you thought was going to be great, and you're like, man, this sucks. And then you just got to keep doing or do promo for a movie that's terrible.
Like, Dakota Johnson for Madam Web, it just came out. She's like, I had no idea if the movie was good or not. I was in front of a blue screen the entire time. It felt so weird. And then she drugged the movie after it did terribly.
So she did the movie. It didn't do well, and then she made fun of the movie.
Yeah. It's Sydney Sweeney, too. She was in that movie. She's like, yeah, not doing a superhero movie ever again.
Was that Marvel?
It was the Sony side of Marvel. So there's
I don't know that.
There's the good DC Marvel that's all like the Avengers stuff, and then there's the Sony side.
Wait, you're telling me there's a side of Marvel that's even bad?
Yeah. All the ones that just tank at the box office, like Morbius, they're a different side of Marvel.
I've never heard of Morbius. But
what about the Hispanic dude who was like the
Blue Beetle?
Yeah, he's like the Hispanic superhero. How'd that do?
Who was that?
It didn't do so well at the time the strike was going on, so they didn't promote it a whole lot, but it's still a good movie. But DC, kind of does the historically bad movies.
What's good so far this year? Any good movies?
So far, I just watched the new Godzilla. I think you would like that one just because it's big, dumb, fun action.
Mm-hmm.
So far, there hasn't been a great movie.
Is it a slow time, like January to April?
Yeah, everything's ramping up right now as we get to summer blockbuster stuff. I'm waiting on the new Deadpool movie.
Oh, that'd be fun because Wolverine's in it.
Yeah.
All right, check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. And if the movie sucks, just leave. You've already spent the money. Why spend the money and then also feel terrible?
It's tough, man. We already paid for that.
No, I know.
Can you get your money back? Can you go to the box office and say, I need my money back?
You can't get your money back.
If the movie's bad, can you leave and get a refund?
I think in the first 30 minutes, they'll give you a refund, depending on the theater.
So set your timer for 20. At 29 minutes, you run out.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a woman came into the bank, and luckily the bank teller she got that day was Marlena, and Marlena's dad had been scammed before, so she was, you know, empathetic towards people that might be, you know, getting scammed. She was like, well, wait a second, come back to my office, let's talk, why do you want this money out? And the woman's like, oh, well, my boyfriend, here's a picture of him, he's overseas, I've never met him.
Oh, no.
And so she's like, okay, she did a quick Google reverse image situation, found out that is definitely not this woman's boyfriend. And so she took the woman, like she went with her, escorted her to the police station so they could file a police report and do the whole thing.
For the woman though, because good, she saved her. Big, but if you're the woman, You're like, this is my boyfriend. She's like, no, you're being scammed. You're just embarrassed.
Yeah, it's not good.
And you're thankful, but mm-hmm. that sucks.
Yeah, so it's just important to pay attention. Marlena likes that this story is out there so that others will be aware of any red flags and maybe help more vulnerable people that might not realize they're being taken advantage of.
Do we think Morgan's guys are real?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, man. You do too, right?
Yeah, I know, but I never thought about that. What if...
Oh, no.
Well, I've met him 5 times.
Yeah, she's hung out with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's real.
No, I know, but has she really?
No.
He's always gone. No, no, I'm still Team Morgan. Okay, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take 2 toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. So I'll play you a character, cartoon, or animated, whatever movie Mike calls it. You just tell me who the celebrity is playing the character. For example, this is Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
That would be
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, good.
I got that.
There's 7 of these. Ready, guys. Up first is Oscar in Shark Tale.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Big old shark that was 7,500 feet long. So he's swimming at me, right? With teeth like razors.
Ooh, razors!
And I was all like, you gonna come at me like that? You gonna come at the O like that?
Write your answer down.
I'm in.
Man.
Oh,
celebrity
boy.
Was that?
That's the easy one?
It is number one. I felt it was the easiest.
What's that movie called?
Shark Tale. Okay. But it's only one man's easy.
Mm.
Did you guys feel like that was easy?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Eventually.
Okay. 3 seconds.
Yeah, I'm totally. Maybe I'm right.
Lunchbox.
Eddie Murphy.
Amy.
Will Smith.
Eddie.
Will Smith.
Will Smith. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
You were not right.
Next up, this is Poe and Kung Fu Panda.
I'm not a big fat panda. I'm the big fat panda. Skadoosh.
We'll play it one more time.
I'm not a big fat panda. I'm the big fat panda. Skadoosh.
Celebrity voice actor. Name that actor.
I'm in.
In for the win.
Is Kung Fu Panda good?
Yeah.
It is.
I didn't see the last one, but. The
first one is?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm in.
Amy?
Jack Black.
Lunchbox?
Jack Black.
Eddie?
Jack Black.
That is Jack Black. Good job.
Skadoosh.
Good job, Skadoosh. Next up, this is Donkey Kong in the Super Mario Brothers movie.
You got the cat box! Oh, my... Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Now you die.
Donkey Kong in the Super Mario Brothers movie. I'll play it for you one more time. Very famous actor.
Ah! You got the cat box! Oh, my... Ah! Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Now you die.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
You know for sure?
No, I don't have it.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Will Ferrell.
Amy?
Ray Romano.
Eddie?
Seth Rogen.
Oh.
Yeah. Play it one more time, Ray.
Ah! You got the cat box! Oh, my... Ah!
It's Seth Rogen.
It's just got the laugh.
Yeah, it's Seth Rogen. Good job, good job, good job.
Man,
I was thinking, tough. We're going streaking.
Next up, Snowball in The Secret Life of Pets.
Who are we? We are the flushed pets thrown away by our owners, and now we're out for revenge. It's like a club, but with biting and scratching. Yeah, you got the stench of domestication all over you. You chose your side, and now you're going to burn.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Oh, if everybody's in, good. Amy?
Kevin Hart.
Lunchbox?
Kevin Hart.
Eddie?
Kevin Hart.
Correct. Good job. Right now, the score is Eddie 4, Amy 3, Lunchbox 2.
Dominating. Yep.
This is Gru in Minions.
Now, I realize that you guys have probably heard about this other villain who stole the pyramids. Apparently, it's a big deal. People are calling it the crime of the century and stuff like that. But, am I upset? No, I am not. A little, but we have had a pretty good year ourselves.
Does Lunchbox have kids? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but my...
watch these movies?
We have not... You understand my kids are 5, and they, so these are a little older
than what, in Minions.
I love this movie, and I
like
know
Eddie.
Who that is.
Eddie writes it down before you even play the voice. He just knows who played the actor.
You tell me, Gru. I know who it is.
Wait, he shouldn't be penalized for knowing.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like, I'm like, I have no idea.
Okay.
I'll
give you a little bit more.
Now I realize that you guys have probably heard about this other villain who stole the pyramids. Apparently, it's a big deal. People are calling it the crime of the century.
All right, there you go. Lunchbox?
Will Ferrell.
Amy?
Steve Carell.
Eddie?
Steve Carell.
Correct. Two left. By the way, I will give you a chance to go in blind in the last one, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
To win.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Here we go. And number 6, go ahead.
Wait, I'm the Warax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees. So you're telling me you just didn't see me magically appear out of that stump with all the lightning and thunder and stuff? You didn't see any of that?
That's the Lorax and the Lorax. I'll play one more time.
Wait, I'm the Warax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees. So you're telling me you just didn't see me magically appear out of that stump? With all the lightning and thunder and stuff. You didn't see any of that?
I'm in.
Well, I'm in for the win.
What?
No, Amy. Wow.
All I have in my head right now is that guy from Princess Bride.
Indubitably.
Inconceivable.
Whatever he says. I don't know.
Inconceivable.
Yes, whatever it is. Thank you.
I don't know.
Amy? Him?
I don't know.
Okay. Lunchbox?
That's Danny DeVito.
Correct.
Oh.
Eddie?
I have Danny DeVito.
Okay. Yeah, good job. So this is number 7. It's listed as number 7. It is, and there'll be no changing it. Lunchbox, you're going to lose, but you can go in blind. But if you go in blind, you can't obviously play the last one. But I'm assuming you want to go in blind.
Yeah, I'm going to go blind.
Okay. And who do you have as your answer?
I am going to write down.
Why don't you not say it? Just write it down.
Okay.
But don't react either way to when you hear the clip, okay?
Sure.
You done?
I think I'm in for the win.
No reaction, though.
None.
Good or bad? Okay. This is Rocket Raccoon and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Don't call me a raccoon!
You know why I did it, Star Munch?
I did it because I wanted to. What are we even talking about this for? We just had a little man save us by blowing up 50 ships.
Man, that's tough.
Rocket Raccoon, we'll do it one more time. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Don't call me a raccoon!
You know why I did it, Star Munch?
I did it because I wanted to. What are we even talking about this for? We just had a little man save us by blowing up 50 ships.
Okay. Let's go over to Amy. What do you have?
I don't know. Chris Hemsworth, but he's the other guy.
No. Eddie?
I don't know.
I mean, there's no way Lunchbox got that blind, so I'm going Will Ferrell.
Okay. Well, if he got it blind, he wins the game.
Right.
Lunchbox, Rocket Raccoon and Guardians of the Galaxy. You didn't know that's what it was, but what answer did you write down blind?
I wrote down Will Ferrell.
Is it?
No, it's Bradley Cooper. It's Bradley Cooper, and Eddie, you are a winner. Yeah! Good job. Okay, do you want the other four quickly, Eddie?
Yeah, come on.
This can be your celebration lap.
My victory lap.
Joy and Inside Out. Here you go.
All right, everyone, fresh start. We are going to have a good day, which will turn into a good week, which will turn into a good year, which turns into a good life. Tell you what, let's make a list of all the things Riley should be happy about.
No clue.
Amy Poehler.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anna and Frozen? Anna?
Yeah, I just wasn't looking where I was going, but I'm great. Actually, this is awkward. Uh-huh. Not you're awkward, but just because I'm awkward. You're gorgeous. Wait, what?
Is that Kristen Bell?
It is.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang.
Puss in Boots and Shrek 2.
Oh.
Fear me if you dare. Now, ye ogre, pray for mercy from.
That's Antonio Banderas.
Correct.
That's Puss in Boots.
I don't know. And I wasn't risking it. If I'm 50-50, I'm going puss.
Yeah, good.
Just for the record.
It's a cat, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Puss
if I'm boots. 50-50, I'm going puss.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm Groot.
Oh, gosh. I don't know who that is.
I'm Groot.
Yeah, don't.
I'm Groot.
No clue, but that's all he says.
Guess it out.
That's Chris Hemsworth.
Vin Diesel.
Oh.
But you're still the winner. Nice
Come
job.
On.
Nice job. A 9-year-old boy crashed into a car on the highway. He was trying to drive himself to school in his mom's car.
Oh, no.
He didn't tell her.
Wow.
Where was mom? Like,
the
making
CHP
lunch?
CHP said an officer spotted a sedan stopped idly in the middle of the intersection and told the driver to move, but then the driver took off. Then there was a short chase, very erratic. Came to an end in a dirt parking lot. The boy got out, and it was nine.
Wow.
Yeah. That's from sacb.com. That's crazy. Luckily, nobody died, right? Like,
right.
Let's eliminate all that from the story. But if you see, like, a nine, let's say you're chasing somebody. It's a car chase. And you're like, oh, Breaker, we got to, he just turned left on First Avenue. And it all ends. And he's like, get out. And a 9-year-old walks out with his hands up. A little bit, you just got to chuckle.
You're probably like, give a description of the person. I can't see who's driving.
He has no armpit hair.
I don't know.
Was there anything you did as a kid that you probably did too early? I would drive Arkansas Keith's truck, and I was way young. I had to learn how to drive a standard pretty young, but mostly because we were running dogs, like hunting, and he would go and try to cut the dogs off, and so I'd have to get in the truck and drive. But we were always in like the woods. So it was never an issue. Anybody ever drive early? Or I used to go to the racetrack. I used to go in at Oakland. And so you could get in as a kid, but you couldn't gamble. But then I could always pay somebody to go make a $2 bet for me.
Yeah.
So I would do that all the time. I was basically gambling and driving. I was a little rebel. Yeah.
Crazy life.
I was a little rebel.
I'd go to bars early, you know, because like my dad would just take me to the bars. And then like we lived 7 miles north of Mexico. So if you are old enough to reach the bar in Mexico, you can hang out at the bar and drink.
Really?
Yeah. No
that's
rules.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
So I'm not proud of that, but yeah, that's kind of how I grew up.
But that was the culture.
You can be proud of it?
No, not really.
Hey,
not
I was
really.
Gambling and driving at a young age. You have anything, Lunchbox?
I mean, I drove, but when I wasn't supposed to. I mean, I ran out of gas in my brother's car before I had my license because I wanted to go see a chick. And
it's always that chick.
Always.
I always feel like chick is just, for whatever reason, he just inserts chick.
No, on the way home, my brother was on E, And I was like, if I get gas, he'll know that I took the car.
Right.
And so I was like, I just got to get home. And as I'm driving home, all of a sudden it starts going, and chugging. And I'm like, oh, no. And I just floor it. And I run three red lights trying to get to the gas station, get to that last red light to take a left right there on Breaker and Mopac. And it just dies.
What'd you do?
I got out of the car and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. And this lady's like, oh, here, get in. I'll drive you to the gas station. Drove me to the gas station. And I mean, she bought me a gas can because I was just going to get a 32 ounce cup.
Just enough so I wouldn't notice.
Like, I went in and got a cup, and she goes, no, I think you need a gas can. Like, because I was like, I'm underage. Like, I have no idea. Like, I think I can just put gas in a cup. And she buys me the gas can, drives me back to the stoplight, put gas in it, and get it home. I don't know how in that 10 minutes that we were at the gas station, no cop pulled up behind the car, nothing.
Woo! How old were you?
14.
The chick stuff work out okay?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
I still 14. Talk to her.
On Facebook during the show?
No. She's not really on Facebook that much. She posts pictures and videos of her kids, but she's not really chatting.
Got it. This one was rushed to the hospital after she was eating pork rinds and she ate a nail.
Uh-oh. What? Like a hammer and a nail?
Yeah.
Or
she felt something sharp hit her throat.
Oh.
And so she starts throwing up, took to the emergency room. There was a nail that she had swallowed in the pork rinds. It had pierced her artery.
Oh.
And so they thought it was a bone at first because, you know, pork... Pig, yeah, bone.
It's pork skin.
I hear you, but turns out it was a nail in the pork rinds. Do you think somebody put that in there as like a, all right? I mean, it could have been an accident.
I don't know.
Or
I went to
this prank.
I went to a restaurant and there was a screw in my fries. This
what?
Was like a long time ago, and I think they were just open, like they had opened that week, so maybe construction and screw fell. I don't
from
know
the ceiling.
I have no idea, man.
Would you rather have a screw in your fries that you find or a Band-Aid in your fries that you find?
A screw.
A screw.
True. 100%.
Don't want a Band-Aid.
All right, that's New York Post. Here's a voicemail we got last night.
Morning, studio. Hey, Bobby. This is Alexa, Kirsten, Mama, Devin, and Lori. We're driving from New Bern, North Carolina, and we are 5.5 hours into our 10-hour drive to Nashville for the Million Dollar Show.
Can't wait.
Holy cow.
We'll see you at the show.
They're driving 10 hours.
Sounds like they're either drunk or driving in a bathroom with the echo. That's awesome. Let's see if we can get them on later. I'd like to talk to them, see how the drive's going. Here is Joe.
We are dying to see the picture that Eddie sent Amy in his robe. If you guys could please post that, it would make me and my girlfriend very happy.
Oh,
that's personal.
Not personal, but it's weird as crap.
It's
very
weird.
The picture you sent her.
Yeah, that was for Amy.
To show, but it wasn't.
Amy, did you give it to them for them to post?
Yeah, I gave it to Morgan.
But if it was just for, if it was very personal, that means it was personal.
Yeah.
You sent her a picture of the robe she got you, but you look weird in it.
No, I mean, my son took that picture. How weird did I look?
Yeah, okay. All right.
The smile.
We have it, Morgan?
Yeah, it's up on BobbyBones.com. Eddie did approve of it to go online,
too. That was supposed to be just between me and Amy, but okay.
If there's ever anything just between you and Amy, you should let us know. Because that would be odd. Ray, hit the one from Michelle.
I have a morning corny for Amy. Why don't elephants play on computers? Because they're afraid of the mouse. Have a good day.
Boom. Goddess. That sounded like a landline phone.
Yeah.
It did.
Maybe it was.
And that hung up.
Wow. Yeah. That sound, that's like hearing a stegosaurus walk. It went clink, 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 clink. For all you kids out there, that's what we heard every time we got on the phone.
Y'all don't even know.
Wow. History lesson.
The Bob Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So is a promotion at work really a promotion if it doesn't come with a raise?
I would say yes. Because you then become more valuable. So when it's time to ask for a raise, they can make the decision of, well, do I want to lose them? But do they have more value or not? So it's a weird thing, but yes. So I'd want more money.
Yeah.
But I would always say accept it, prove your worth, because now you get the chance to prove your worth even more and then go on and ask for that raise.
It's called a dry promotion, and that's a really good way to look at it because I saw this whole article in the Wall Street Journal about how companies across the U.S. are handing out these dry promotions.
Which is an opportunity to show your worth. That's what I mean, really. Man, that's the kind of promotion I would want because it's longer term. Meaning if I go, I'm going to give you $5 an hour more straight up. And then all of a sudden, I don't feel like you're giving me $5 an hour more effort and more. I'm like, you know what? That bad promotion. We need to move on from her. Whereas if it's, I'm going to give you a couple more duties and you can prove yourself and then come and ask me for that later. I don't know. It's weird because sometimes you just need money. But longer term, I believe it's more worthy to be given a chance to prove yourself.
I feel like because it's a growing thing. I know, but that's good advice for anybody that literally, you know, this year might receive some sort of a dry promotion and they can keep that in mind of like,
what a dumb name, dry promotion. Yeah. It's like you're not drinking while you get promoted.
Yeah. Judge Judy was talking about how she works out 10 hours a week. She's 81, and she does her workouts with her 90-year-old husband.
Wow.
And she says that she has a responsibility to keep the vessel in shape and looking good, but
if they
really
tell me they do it like four times a week, I'm going to be so disappointed.
Like, do workouts?
Do it. They're like, you know, we find time to do it. Do it.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay. Dang, I'm like half their age.
Okay.
Not time for that.
Jeez. All right. So she says if your mind is in shape and your body is not, the weaker one will eventually affect the other. So she tries to keep both of them.
Both. I'm looking at pictures of both of them. Good for them. Like, they're old, and they're just rocking. They're on a Sea-Doo here. So they got to be in good shape.
Like
if you're smiling on a Sea-Doo,
you know. Is she still on TV?
Yeah, it's a different kind of show she has now. I'm not sure what network it is, but yes.
And she's like one of the highest paid.
She was forever. I think she's on like a weird network now. But she is on TV.
Speaking of TV shows, I know Lunchbox has always wanted to be on The Price is Right. And I saw this whole thing about how a former producer there was saying that they keep a pair of sweatpants, like a blow dryer, and like a curtain thing that you can go change behind in case a contestant pees their pants.
They must have had enough instances of that happening.
Wow.
Where they had to invest in that.
Yeah. I just thought that was random and funny. And then, well, obviously, Bobby, it's your birthday today. So
happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. You're not the only person in country music turning 44 years old.
Well,
Kit Moore.
Let's just make it not about me then.
Wow.
Well, it is. Happy birthday to you, but also Kit Moore, who's 44.
Did I do anything else when Amy's birthday was on?
No.
I'd be like, let's list other people whose birthday it is. No, I focused the spotlight on Amy.
Oh, I thought this was fun to see who else has your birthday.
No, I'd actually hate it.
Okay, Chris Jansen. He's 38.
Chris, too. Yeah.
Billy Dean.
I did not know Billy Dean. That's crazy. Because I have a Billy Dean car here that he gave me. But Chris and I always exchange happy birthdays. It's a race to say who can say it first.
Really?
Yeah. Happy birthday. I should do it right now. Mm-hmm. Kip and I don't, though. Mm-hmm. But Billy Dean, I did not know. Do we have Billy Dean's cell phone number?
Yeah, I have his number, yeah.
Yeah, hand it to me. That'd be funny. Right.
What about?
Hold on. I'll text him and be like, happy birthday. And if he doesn't say it back the next day, tomorrow, I'll be like, hey, man, yesterday's my birthday, too. Trying to see if you'd say it back.
Yeah. What about Emmylou Harris?
That's cool.
Do you know her?
I don't. Not to text her. I do not. Anybody else?
So happy birthday to all of you.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sadie Clip is a 10-year-old in Sactown. That's also known as Sacramento, California.
Yeah, we knew that.
I got that.
Some people don't know what Sactown is.
I didn't. Sactown.
Yes, you would have got it.
I would have, but thank you for clarifying.
All right, let's just spend 20 seconds talking about it.
Anyway, she's a big Taylor Swift fan, and she's wearing her Taylor Swift shirt at school, and it's just after the Super Bowl. And there's another kid that's a huge 49ers fan in her class, got mad at the Taylor Swift shirt, and slapped her.
So he started bullying her for the shirt.
Yeah, bullying her because she's wearing Taylor Swift. So she goes home, complains to her mom. The mom's like, I'm going to get you in jiu-jitsu so you can learn how to defend yourself. And now she has started the bully-proof program and a jiu-jitsu instructor.
You got it.
Hey, a jiu-jitsu instructor has been working with her and is sponsoring it at the school and teaching people self-defense.
That's cool.
Woo, hoo, ha, hoo.
That's all in Sactown.
Nice job. Good. That's something that happened to her that was unfortunate that now they've turned into a positive for many people, which is great. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.